Good morning. Another dry and sunny start to the day across interior New York and New England. Temperatures, while a bit cool, close to seasonal averages and not nearly as chilly as earlier in the week when many locations were waking up with a frost and even some temperatures in the 20s. This morning, we'll climb through the 40s and 50s quickly as the sun comes up, and it looks like we're on our way into the middle and upper 70s for afternoon highs. High pressure has been dominating the weather picture all week long, keeping it dry and deflecting any storminess to the south and west of us. That high, though, will drift off the eastern seaboard as the day goes on. This will allow for a few scattered clouds to move in, but more importantly, a moisture flow from the Mississippi and Tennessee valleys, which will lead to thicker clouds tonight. A cold front and low pressure wave will approach from the Midwest and Great Lakes. It should stay dry for the overnight hours, with a couple of showers arriving way out into central New York by sunrise tomorrow. As that front draws closer during the day tomorrow, we'll have an increasing chance of showers and maybe even a couple of bursts of rain or thunderstorms possible during the afternoon and early evening hours as the front punches through. The trend will be for drier weather as we get deeper into the evening tomorrow. High temperatures will be around 70 despite the clouds and showers, and then dip back into the 40s and 50s once again on Friday night. Upper-level energy will be moving through over the course of the weekend, and this will keep the weather rather unsettled, especially on Saturday. We'll have mostly cloudy skies. Temperatures will make it well into the 60s, but this will lead to scattered showers and maybe a passing thunderstorm on Saturday afternoon. And with a cool pool of air and a gusty northwest breeze, it'll stay in the 50s on Sunday with the risk of a couple of passing showers. We'll start a moderating trend early next week, still only 60 degrees despite a mix of sun and clouds on Monday. And with more sunshine, we'll climb through the 60s and into the 70s through Tuesday and Wednesday of next week before another chance of showers and thunderstorms arrive by Wednesday afternoon. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a marginal risk of severe thunderstorms from southeastern lower Michigan through the Ohio and Tennessee and lower Mississippi valleys and across southern Virginia and the Carolinas. While the overall risk for severe weather will be held back by overnight and early morning convection, modest deep layer shear and adequate instability across this region should allow for some multi-cell storms this afternoon and evening. Isolated wind gusts and hail will be the primary severe weather threats. Stronger instability but weaker shear will be present over the mid-Atlantic region, so while a few severe thunderstorms may develop in the Carolinas and Virginia, again, the risk will be relatively low. At Mount Washington this morning, 40 miles visibility under mostly clear skies and 43 degrees with a north wind at 8 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 9 above zero. In Albany on the hour, sunny skies and 44 degrees, the dew point 36, 73% relative humidity, the wind is calm, and the barometer at 30.17 inches and it is rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 99 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 18 at Jackson, Wyoming, and Old Faithful Yellowstone National Park, Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the lower 70s, Boston sunny in the mid-70s, and in Buffalo increasing clouds with a late-day shower possible and highs right around 70 degrees. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 75 degrees, the low 40. The average temperature, 58, that's 1 degree above normal. No precipitation yesterday. For the month, 1.24 inches, which is 0.05 of an inch above normal. And 9.57 inches for the year, which is 2.79 inches of precipitation below normal. There were 7 heating degree days in Albany yesterday. For the month, 139. And for the season, 5,319, which is 1,186 heating degree days below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 68 degrees. The average low, 46. The record high, 91, set in 1881. And the record low, 29, in 1969. Sunrise this morning was at 5:35 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:08 p.m., 14 hours and 33 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunny and even warmer today with highs in the middle to upper 70s. Increasing clouds tonight with lows in the lower 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunny and warm today with highs in the mid and upper 70s. Increasing clouds tonight with lows in the middle to upper 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondack, sunny and warmer today with highs in the mid to upper 70s. Increasing clouds tonight with a chance of a shower by sunrise and lows in the mid 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, sunny and warm today with highs in the mid to upper 70s. Increasing clouds tonight with lows in the mid 50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Sunny and warm today with highs in the mid to upper 70s. Increasing clouds tonight with lows in the mid 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, thickening clouds in the morning with a good chance of showers, maybe a thunderstorm in the afternoon near 70. Some morning sunshine Saturday, then mostly cloudy. Scattered late-day showers and a thunderstorm possible, mid to upper 60s. 50s with a gusty northwest breeze and mostly cloudy skies Sunday, passing showers possible. Still breezy and a bit cool Monday near 60 with a mix of sun and clouds, mostly sunny. Lower to mid-60s Tuesday, and a chance of a shower or thunderstorm Wednesday back into the lower 70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiano.